Well, good morning. Those of you who are with us this morning and those who are watching this later, we appreciate you being a part of the Be the Edge Challenge call this morning. And today I want to talk about being honest to God. And you'll understand where that comes from in a moment. A number of years ago, I listened to Josh McDowell. He was in town with us, and he talked a little bit about a verse that as I was preparing for today, I thought, you know, some of what he shared could be really relevant 30 years later. So here we go. I want to talk about Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 and verse 7 in a moment. But first, in verse 6, he says this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Well, we live in a very anxious time. And I find myself thinking, hey, Paul, what kind of lunacy is this telling us to be anxious for nothing? Don't be anxious at all. It looks like he's really setting us up for failure with this one. I mean, how's it even possible with the work issues and the health issues and relationship issues and much more. Matter of fact, with viruses now and pandemics and trying to figure out what do I do with school, with my kids or not with my kids, or, you know, so much going on. So he dares to tell us not to be anxious about any of it. Well, maybe it's because he didn't live in these times, we might think, but I don't know. Maybe he's just suggesting an anxiety medication. Well, the point is this. The passage is about being unflinchingly honest in our prayer life. Now, let me show you how that works. In this verse, it talks about first the extent of our anxiety. He says, be anxious for a few things, you know, the big things, the important things maybe, or the scary things. No, we hear him say, be anxious for nothing. That just doesn't seem reasonable. And then he says this, but in everything, not in a few things or the big things, or again, I think I should hang on to little things and give God the really big stuff, right? Because he's a big guy. But in this, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. But then he tells us by prayer, that conversation with God, that time when we just talk to him like a friend and listen to him. And then he says, and supplication. Now, here's the key. See, supplication means a need or a want that is keenly felt. I found myself thinking, well, isn't that kind of selfish, praying for my wants? Well, we actually act and pray at times as though we think God doesn't already know, right, what we're thinking and what we want. However, the key here is not that he gets informed, it's that he's consulted. We bring out into the light of God's love and his call on our story, these issues, these wants, these desires. Basically, we give him permission to fulfill them, to change them, or to kill them. That's right. We give him that permission. And then Paul says this, with thanksgiving. But really, how can I be thankful without knowing if he's going to give it to me, if he's going to give me what I want, right? Well, we pray in advance, thanking him for whatever the answer, whatever the result, partly because we know it's him. Now, here's why. He says this, and the peace of God in verse 7, which surpasses all comprehension, which goes beyond understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, the answer or result of this honest prayer is peace of heart and mind. And in reality, what do we really need? I mean, really, sure, there's a long list of things we think we want, we think we need, and we certainly want, and they may be valid, and maybe all those needs and wants will be met in a different answer, but they're still in his design for us. Maybe that's the not now or the never answer. Ultimately, honesty with God allows him to deal freely with our motives, our heart, our desires. And the result of those adjustments is where he'll bring peace. First, that it's fully in his hands, and second, that it will only be done in his will and his love for us. See, what I know without a shadow of a doubt is that we all long for and desperately need his peace of heart and mind. We need it guarding us during this trying time. So from today forward, the challenge is to be brutally honest with God in prayer and receive the incredible gift of peace in our heart and in our mind that he offers us as his children. We don't need to be afraid of revealing to God those things that we need and those things that we want. He already knows. We're just consulting him and inviting him in so that he can take them, work with them, change them. If he removes the desire, do we want it anymore anyway? Hey, trust God, be honest with him in prayer, and now let's go Be the Edge. Hey, check out the website, betheedge.com. You can also hear prior Be the Edge challenge calls, Mark's from 2 weeks ago and others going back a few months. And you can find out how to be involved with our virtual lunches, the gathering, which is going to be happening now September 9th, Lord willing, virus cooperating, and also the Sihoy Golf event that's going to be happening October 20 and 21. So we want to encourage you to check out betheedge.com and now go out and be the edge. Thanks for joining us today.